Right now, I would like to welcome Susan Turetsky. She is the Executive Director of the New Mexico Landlord-Tenant Hotline. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. Great
to have
you back.
I've been up a long time.
It's been a while since you were here. And the landlord, first of all, tell us about the Landlord-Tenant Hotline.
The Landlord-Tenant Hotline is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are here to help both landlords and tenants resolve their conflicts, give them information about their rights, their obligations, and their responsibilities under the landlord-tenant law.
And so that's a job in which you, interestingly enough, take both positions. You have to remain quite neutral and advocate for both sides.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, many times people will call in, a tenant will call in and say, oh, my crazy landlord. And I'll say, you know, I'm not going to take that ride with you. We're going to talk only about the facts, because in 5 minutes, that crazy landlord's going to call me up and talk about that wacky tenant.
And that happens to you.
All the time.
And so you give courses for landlords and tenants.
Yes, I have approximately 6 workshops annually for landlords. I have 2 workshops for licensed realtors, property managers, brokers. I have 2 workshops for tenants. We have coffees so that tenants can understand what their rights and obligations and remedies are also.
And I guess you cover the whole state of New Mexico. People all over the state are having one kind of problem or another. What are some of the common problems that people call you with?
The most common problems are that the tenant isn't paying the rent, and the landlord wants to know if they can lock them out, if they can shut off the lights, slam the door, whatever it is. And, of course, that's illegal. And if the landlord does lock the tenant out of the property, blocks their access to the property, disconnects any normal necessary utilities to the property, the tenant can sue the landlord for 2 times the monthly rent. Another problem is that the tenant will call and say, I left there 45 days ago and I haven't heard one thing, and I left my landlord a $900 security deposit and I haven't heard a thing. How do I get my deposit back? And there are laws.
And there are laws. Do they vary from city to city, county to county across the state of New Mexico?
That's a good question. No. Landlord-tenant laws are state laws. They vary from state to state, but it's all the same throughout the state of New Mexico. There are 52 statutes that govern landlords and tenants in New Mexico, and our set of laws is called the Uniform Owner-Resident Relations Act.
And how old is that?
Oh, I think it's been modified. I think it's from 1976.
And so this is something that you have probably memorized all 52 pieces of.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
So you've got an event coming up on Tuesday, the 2nd of December, Landlord Tenants Rights, Obligations, and Remedies.
This workshop is designed for licensed realtors, property managers, brokers. I am licensed to teach for 5 continuing credit hours. So for anybody who is licensed, who wants to get continuing credit hours, all they have to do is call the Landlord-Tenant Hotline, sign up for the workshop, and we are providing lunch with that workshop. It's a 5-hour workshop, and we're going to go through everything.
It's from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, and you can get some credit hours from the, New Mexico Real Estate Commission?
Exactly.
And you'll be covering all sorts of things. Anything else you want people to know about it?
Well, no. You know, it's coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. And I want to say that, I've been with the hotline now for 13 years. This is my 13th year on the phone. And I want to thank the city mayor, the counselors for supporting this project. And I also want to thank Los Alamos National Bank, because they, our building that I'm in on Alta Vista is undergoing tremendous renovation. And Los Alamos National Bank has offered us this community resource room to use with no charge.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
So you're able to take the gazillions of irate and wild calls that come in all the time.
Well, I can take the calls at my office, but as far as having workshops is concerned,
right,
this is, posed a little problem now under the renovation.
Susan Turetsky is Executive Director of the New Mexico Landlord-Tenant Hotline. And if you want to reach them, it's 983-8447. And you can also email them, probably even better, at nmhotline@aol.com. And once again, the upcoming workshop, Landlord Tenants Rights and Obligations, is on December 2nd, which is a Tuesday from 9 to 2 in the afternoon.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Susan.